Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 5, text 24. Dritta tanur usati me purani. Dritta tanur usati me purani. Dritta tanur usati me purani. Yeneha sattvam paramam pavitram. Yeneha sattvam paramam pavitram. Samodama satyam anugrahascha. Samodama satyam anugrahascha. Tapas titikshanu bhavascha yatra. Tapas. Translation. The Vedas are my eternal transcendental sound incarnation. Therefore, the Vedas are Shabda Brahma. In this world, the Brahmins thoroughly study all the Vedas, and because they assimilate the Vedic conclusions, they are also to be considered the Vedas personified. The Brahmins are situated in the supreme transcendental mode of nature, Sattva-gun. Because of this, they are fixed in mind control, Shama. Sense control, Dhamma. And truthfulness, Satya. They describe the Vedas in their original sense, and out of mercy, Anugraha, they preach the purpose of the Vedas to all conditioned souls. They practice penance, Tapasya. And tolerance to tiksha. And they realize the position of the living entity and the Supreme Lord, Anubhava. These are the eight qualifications of the Brahmins. Therefore, among all living entities, no one is superior to the Brahmins. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. This is a true description of a Brahmin. A Brahmin is one who has assimilated the Vedic conclusions by practicing mind and sense control. He speaks the true version of all the Vedas, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Vedascha saver hameva vejo vedanta krid veda vedeva chaham. By studying all the Vedas, one should come to understand the transcendental position of Lord Sri Krishna. One who actually assimilated the essence of the Vedas, can preach the truth. He is compassionate to conditioned souls who are suffering the threefold miseries of this conditioned world due to their not being Krishna conscious. A Brahmin should take pity on the people and preach Krishna consciousness in order to elevate them. Sri Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally descends into this universe from the spiritual kingdom to teach conditioned souls about the values of spiritual life. He tries to induce them to surrender unto him. Similarly, the Brahmins do the same thing. After assimilating the Vedic instructions, they assist the Supreme Lord in his endeavor to deliver conditioned souls. The Brahmins are very dear to the Supreme Lord due to their high sattva-guna qualities, and they also engage in welfare activities for all conditioned souls in the material world.
Weak voice, weak throat. That's why I drink all this water. Jai Satchinandana knows my mind. He's a mind reader. Be careful.
So this verse
is actually a perfect description of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada was perfect in Sama, Dhamma, Satya, Tapasya, Tatiksha, Anubhava. Sama, control of the mind. Sense control, Dhamma. Truthfulness, Satya. Penance, tapasya. Tolerance, tatiksha. And ultimately, anubhava. Anubhava is a relationship that every living entity has with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every living entity is the eternal part and parcel of Krishna. Every living entity. Not just human beings, but every living entity. But we'll start just with the human beings. So, first of all, we all know the story that on Prabhupada's first meeting with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta instructed Srila Prabhupada, you go to the West and you preach to all these fools and rascals that they are not their material body, that they are eternal servant of Krishna. This will be good for you and be good for everyone who hears. And Prabhupada tried to put forth all kinds of arguments. Prabhupada's a genius. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami is also a genius. So one genius is debating with another genius. So just like Arjuna was debating with Krishna, right? Arjuna was thinking, you know, what can become of this? If I kill all these persons, the women will be unprotected. They'll become unchaste, then they'll be unwanted progeny. And the world will become like Bombay. So Arjuna was very intelligent. Not just Bombay, but New York, Prague, all of Croatia, Africa, and everything in between. So Arjuna is putting forth this argument like he is great pundit. But Prabhupada says, Krishna smiles and says, you're a fool. You are speaking learned words, but you are lamenting for that which is not worthy of grief. And then Krishna perfectly explained everything in the three worlds. All actions of living entities, who everyone is, who is the Supreme, what their relationship with the Supreme, the whole purpose of life, and he did it in about 45 minutes. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gave this instruction to Srila Prabhupada. And it pierced Srila Prabhupada's heart. And just before Srila Bhakti Siddhanta left this mortal world to engage in his eternal pastimes with Sri Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, he again wrote to Srila Prabhupada and said, please preach this all over the world. So one day, I was speaking to one Gaudiya Math member, and they were saying, well, first of all, we were thinking every town and village meant every town and village in India. We never was thinking like every town and village. So, Prabhupada is saying here, after assimilating the Vedic instructions, these Brahmins, they assist the Supreme Lord in his endeavor to deliver conditioned souls. Conditioned souls. Not Indian conditioned souls. Not Bengali conditioned souls, or South Indian conditioned souls, or Punjabi conditioned souls. Conditioned souls means all over the world. And quite honestly, that statement that I thought we were only meant to preach in every town and village in India is rather silly and not very logical. Since Srila Bhakti Siddhanta directly told Prabhupada in 1922, go preach this Krishna consciousness in the West. Now, how can that mean all over India? How can you possibly think that would mean all over India? Then, and further with the discussion with this dear Gaudiya Math member, he then kind of minimized a little bit the accomplishment of Srila Prabhupada. He started to say, well, actually, this was another member. This was a different Gaudiya Math member. But he was saying, he said, do you know how many disciples Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had? I said, no, I don't know. He said, he initiated 60,000 disciples. And he said, and do you know that he actually gave that same instruction to go preach this message in the West to practically all of his disciples who were English speaking? Thousands. Inferring that this maybe message to Srila Prabhupada was not like a special kind of connection between Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. He gave this instruction to many people, to many of his disciples. And I looked at him and I said, yes, but only one of them did it. That is the significance of Srila Prabhupada. That maybe he gave this instruction 60,000 times, a million times, but only Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada accomplished the feat of spreading Krishna consciousness to every town and village on this planet. And therefore, we give special pranams, adoration, and all glorification to his divine grace. Now, this shloka here explains perfectly what is the perfect person who is most dear to Lord Sri Krishna. It is one who controls the senses. It is one who controls the mind.
It is one who is truthful. What does this mean to be truthful? It means to say, Avajananti Mamudha. Fools and rascals deride me. It is to say, you are Dehenoshmin Yata Dehe Kamaram Yavanam Chara. Mr. Wealthy Man, Mr. Politician, Mr. Educator, Mr. American, you are not this material body. Prabhupada used to say, he gave us an instruction how to distribute books. He used to say, you go up to them and you give them all glorification. Oh, dear sir, you are so intelligent. You are so educated. You are very sophisticated in culture. Now, please, forget everything you know and surrender to Krishna. That is truthfulness. So Sama, Dhamma, Satya, and Anugraha. Anugraha is mercy, is compassion. As we all say, Vanchakalpa, Trubhyasa, Kripa Sindhu, Bhayavacha, Kripa Sindhu. It's an ocean of Kripa, of mercy. That is Srila Prabhupada. Because frankly, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta may have initiated 60,000 disciples, but they did not get into the mood of Goswami. We're Goswamis, we're preachers. There's Bhajanandis. They said they tried to absorb themselves in the holy name. They tried to purify their consciousness. This is very nice. But they do not have this anugraha. They do not have this compassion, this mercy. Prabhupada was completely perfect in his bhajan. He was completely perfect, perfectly situated, Sri Vrindavan Dham. He didn't have to, like us, struggle with his mind. Hare Krishna, oh Krishna, I've got to give up sense gratification. Oh God, there's sense gratification, I've got to give it up. Prabhupada wasn't like that. He was feeling ecstasy at every moment. But anugraha, he left that samadhi, he left that place of perfection, and he went to the most hellish place on this planet, Earth, called the United States of America, where everyone is a hell dweller. And I was thinking, actually, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I mentioned a few days ago, he wanted Prabhupada to preach in the West, especially to the Americans, because those rascals, they want to degrade everyone. When I was a young man, there was this big bout, Eastern Bloc countries, right? The communists against the capitalists. This fight, right? The East and the West. This Cold War between the Soviet Union and America. So much propaganda. In the Soviet Union, they were giving so much propaganda against America. How hellish the American lifestyle is. And in America, they were giving so much propaganda. How hellish the Soviet Union lifestyle is. And they were both right. It's so hellish over there. It's so hellish over there. It's so hellish over there. But they were not satya, because they could not admit, we're in hell. It's so hellish right here. And finally, the propaganda of the Americans overwhelmed the Soviets. And then they said, okay, we give up. We'll engage in sense gratification like your sense gratification. The Soviets were saying, no, engage in our sense gratification. We can share all the sense gratification. And the Americans said, no, just grab it all from one person. Don't share it. Keep it all. Grab all the gusto and, give a little bit to the little people. So then finally the Soviets said, well, we're doing that anyways.
because the Communist Party leaders were all taking most of the stuff anyhow. So then they finally said, all right, we surrender, and now we're both engaged in the same hell. So Srila Prabhupada came, and he said, I came to take nothing from these rascals, from these malechas, from these yavanas. I came only to give. And therefore, Krishna consciousness has been planted in the Eastern Bloc countries in the West. And, you know, here's the thing, is all these Soviet people in the West, or in the East, they all know that America defeated them in sense gratification. So they thought, all right, so we'll take up Krishna consciousness and we'll defeat the Americans in Krishna consciousness. And they have done like that. So now in Russia and all these Eastern Bloc countries, they are preaching even greater than the Americans. So the Americans' devotees are hanging their head in shame that all these Soviet devotees are so much more surrender to the process of Krishna consciousness. So we are humbly begging that now, you know, you come to our country and you save us. You save Krishna Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. And also, all you Bharatvarshis, don't be puffed up. You all have this exalted birth. You all have the best brahmachari ashram. I saw yesterday, witnessed one brahmachari college, some classroom by Gauranga Prabhu, all these brahmacharis. I was saying, oh, now I see why they are so good. They are studying these books very seriously. And my envy knew no bounds. Why are they getting to study like this? I didn't get to do that. I didn't have classrooms like this. This is what Prabhupada wanted. You become so conversant in this knowledge that no one can confront you. No one can challenge you. And not that we're out to beat up people with philosophy. We can easily do. Our bhaktas in 6 months can defeat any Mayavadi. No, that is not our purpose. Our purpose is to become so astute, so conversant in this knowledge that we can capture the hearts of everyone on every level of society. And Prabhupada could do that. Every type of person came before Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would win their heart. So you must do this. But don't just become great pundit, great scholar, chant 1 zillion slokas. No, take those slokas and share it with the people. Out of compassion, in the end, the Brahmins are very dear to the Supreme Lord. Why? Due to their high sattva-gun qualities, and they also engage in welfare activity for all conditioned souls in the material world. That is our mission. Prabhupada came from Bharatvarsh. No, he not only came from Bharatvarsh, he came from the holy Dham. Sri Vrindavan Dham. And not just Sri Vrindavan Dham. He came from the samadhi of Sri Rupa Goswami. You see? He was imbibed with all the shakti of Sri Rupa Goswami. One Gaudiya person, Prabhupada's godbrother, said, actually, he's Shaktavesh avatar. Sri Nityananda Prabhu must have entered into his body, and he went and spread Krishna consciousness, acknowledging Prabhupada's greatness. So
Prabhupada didn't want to just be great. He wanted to make all of us great. We can only become great by intensely absorbing ourselves in Srila Prabhupada's books. I was thinking yesterday and speaking to several devotees, what is the special uniqueness of this ISKCON movement? Right? There's other yatras, there's other so-called missions. There are also Vaishnavas. Some of them even chant Jai Gaur Nitai, Nitai Gaur Haribol. So what is different about this movement? The difference about ISKCON. Look over here. Everyone looked on this wall here. That is the difference. You see the jewel in the center is the Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada. And surrounded by that jewel is so many diamonds and golds in the form of his transcendental books. That is what you get if you join this movement. You get these books. And not only do you get these books, you get to give these books. These books are the manifestation of Prabhupada's greatest ecstasies. This is Prabhupada's greatest compassion, is that he spent his life writing these books. Even with Prabhupada's last breath, he could not lift his head. I saw with my own eyes. He's laying on the bed. He had the microphone next to his mouth. He couldn't lift his head. He was still translating Srimad Bhagavatam. You cannot get the books of His divine grace by following any other Swami, any other so-called guru, or joining any other movement. And if these rascals say, oh, I am a follower of Srila Prabhupada, then I say, you come and join this movement if you are Srila Prabhupada's follower. If you are a follower of His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, then come and move into the Radha Gopinath temple and serve the deities and go and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Otherwise, they are simply trying to enjoy and exploit Srila Prabhupada's name. You understand? Sometimes we see, oh yes, I am Prabhupada's disciple too. Well then, how many of Srila Prabhupada's books are you distributing, Prabhuji? Maharaj, how many are you distributing? No. How many of Srila Prabhupada's books are you reading? But you will notice they don't even read Srila Prabhupada's books. We are the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have Czechoslovakians, Croatians, Africans, Spanish, Americans, all forms of Indians. India itself is like 20 countries. And they're all chanting Hare Krishna. We are the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Why? Because we are all under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And we are proud to say we are under His lotus feet. His special mercy. He gives so much mercy. Look around you. This place is the manifestation of Prabhupada's mercy. Prabhupada's so merciful. He gave you Radhana Swami. Can you not love him for that? He gives Indradyumna Swami, Bhakti Charu Swami. He gives all of his disciples to be united. We are not yacht. We're not like some different mats. It is not. There's no difference between Gopal Krishna's mat and Radhana Swami's mat. They are not mats. They are the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and we are all linked together by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We are all one family. Sometimes, one boy I was preaching to the last few days, he was saying, oh, I have so much problem with my family. They don't want me to be Krishna conscious. They don't want me to follow principles. They don't want me to be a vegetarian. And I say, to hell with such a family. You want family life? I got 2,000 family members here. And Chaupati, what to say? I have hundreds of thousands of members, millions of family members in this great ISKCON movement. Give up this insignificant family of creepanas, misers, and join the family of Srila Prabhupada. That's what we makes us a family. And if anyone, Krishna forbid, should give up Krishna consciousness, we don't think, they've given up, I give up also. They've given up Prabhupada, I will also give up Prabhupada. That's what happened in America. Why? We all know, there's no hiding it. Preaching in America is not like we used to preach in America. We used to all be like Chaupati devotees. Fired up. We're on a mission. We're on a desperate mission. Prabhupada was like that. It was urgent. Prabhupada was always very, very urgent to spread Krishna consciousness. But we made mistakes when Prabhupada left. We gave too much credence to Prabhupada's disciples, and then we try to place them on Prabhupada's level. Foolishly, we're not fanatics. This isn't a fanatical movement. This is a scientific movement. You see? And then when they could not live up to that standard, they fell down. Then they say, okay, he fell down. I'm going to fall down too. He falls into a hole. He jumps off, you know, one of these buildings. Okay, I'm jumping too. We are connected by Srila Prabhupada. And those who are most surrender to Srila Prabhupada, you take their dust, their feet, you put on your head. There is no separate glory. No one is taking you back to Godhead who is not totally surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. I promise you. It's like in Russia, I was preaching Hare Krishna Prabhu. He had problems. He committed offenses. He fell down. And so many Russian devotees think, okay, now I give up Prabhupada and join Narayan Maharaj. They forgot who went to the West to save them. It is Prabhupada that links us together. And quite honestly, I asked that very question one day after Srila Prabhupada left the planet. I was brahmachari, I was in Sri Vrindavan Dham. One day after Prabhupada left the planet, I asked it in Sri Govardhan. We took Srila Prabhupada's murti, we circumambulated Govardhan Hill. We brought Prabhupada's murti back. We had Istagosti. And I remember clearly as it was yesterday, Satsarup Maharaj was giving Istagosti. And we were all terrified. Now what do we do? Prabhupada is gone. What do we do? We were terrified. We were breathing but all our hearts had left our bodies. We were all just sitting there, completely blank of what to do. Prabhupada had just left yesterday. So they were explaining the Siddhanta, how the disciplic succession continues. I personally asked this question. I said, Maharaj, what happens if one of the gurus bloops? That's what we used to call it, bloop. You've heard this word? To bloop. Prabhupada once said, that is the sound vibration that the living entity makes when he falls from Goloka Vrindavan into the Garbhadak ocean. Bloop. So when you leave this Krishna consciousness movement, bloop, that's what it means. So I ask, what happens if that should, you know, Krishna forbid that should ever happen? And quite honestly, the men that Prabhupada signed were such staunch devotees. They were so austere. They were not just like rascals. They were great preachers, great pundits. They were very serious. Prabhupada did not take a new bhakta and put him up there. And Satsarup answered me. He said, I asked Srila Prabhupada that. And he said, if you have taken shelter of someone who has fallen down, simply take shelter of someone who has not fallen. What is the difficulty? That is a quote. What is the difficulty? See? So, we have a great debt. We cannot be ingrates. Does everyone know what an ingrate is? Who does not know what is an ingrate? This word ingrate, it's an English word, but I will define it. Who does not know ingrate? You don't know? Okay. Ingrate. Okay. Learn this word, an ingrate, because you never want to be an ingrate. An ingrate is one who is not thankful and grateful, appreciative of the mercy that has been given by the Jagat Guru to you. How many people in this room are very grateful that they are in Krishna consciousness and they get to associate with persons like Radhana Swami? Raise your hand if you are grateful about anything about Krishna consciousness. Any wonderful thing. Krishna consciousness is so diverse. Just listen to Prabhuji play his sitar. I am so grateful to Srila Prabhupada that I can hear that sitar and the flute playing Lord Chaitanya's glories. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for Mahaprasad, because that's my best service, is eating. I'm very good at eating. I'm so grateful to Prabhupada. An ingrate is one, after Prabhupada has given you everything, he has given you this wonderful temple. Look at Radha Gopinath. Who is more beautiful and more wonderful and just more delectable to look at than Radha Gopinath? How grateful we are. An ingrate is one who says, so what? So what? So what about Bhagavad Gita as it is? So what about Srimad Bhagavatam? So what about that harmonium? So what about Murdanga? So what about Tilak? So what about Tulsi Puja? So what about Sadhu Sangha? So what? I'm going to leave and join the Gaudiya Math. Because after all, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gave that instruction to thousands of people. What is the big deal? The big deal is that it was Prabhupada who did it.
It was Prabhupada who did it. And the mere fact that any Western devotee, you will see, any person outside India, okay, so maybe you may have heard a little about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maybe. I know no one in here would have heard without Prabhupada, right? But everyone you see in a Western body, every single soul, whether they're from Africa, black body, white body, brown body from South America, anybody like that outside of India, from Russia, from Croatia, the reason they are a devotee of Krishna is by the mercy of His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Bas. And if they are not serving Prabhupada in this great ISKCON movement, then, Prabhujis, they are ingrate. They are this word that now everyone knows what ingrate is. Correct? Anyone does not know what ingrate, I will explain it again. Raise your hand if you didn't get it. Don't be an ingrate. Please. Don't be an ingrate. And those people who are ingrates, we must become so expert at taking straw in our teeth and following at their feet and try to communicate what I'm communicating to you today of how it is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada He has given us our family. This planet is our family. All the people are family. You cannot understand this family without the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And that, in Prabhupada's last sentence, is they engage in welfare activities for all conditioned souls in the material world. That welfare work is giving this Krishna consciousness in all of its various forms. Prasadam, books, knowledge, seva. That is the greatest welfare work you can possibly perform. And that, Prabhujis, will satisfy and please Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So is there any questions or comments? Forgive me if I've committed any offenses against anyone's feet. No one asks a question means you've totally accepted. Prabhupada says that. Okay, if you totally accept, we will say the traditional thing in Chaupati, which made Chaupati famous. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Srila Prabhupada ke! Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ke! Gaur Premanande!